Welcome to Life, Mood, and Reality. Life, Mood, and Reality. And we'll be having a fun episode. It's about so many things. We'll be talking about so many things, and one has to do about my life. It's been a very, very long journey, I can tell you. Growing up, I had to hustle, I had to work my way up. It wasn't easy, you know, living the street life, the gang life. It's not easy to make something out of nothing. You know, I had a father who had nothing to do with me. I mingled with a lot of people. And, you know, that defined and shaped my life. For bad, for good, for better. And here am I, at the present. And, having the thought to be one of the greatest singers of all time. And it's not looking likely because I've not even released any official single. It's so much. I will be talking about so much in this podcast, so much. And I just want you guys to give it a listen and share it to your friends, because we'll be talking about a lot. I promise. Hello, listeners, and welcome to LML. Life, Mood, and Reality. And today we'll be talking about something very interesting. I promise you're going to like it. So today I got a message from my very good friend, Joyce. Like, she's really cool. She's really cool. And so so it was on a status, right? Like, really on a status. So I'm diving into it. She said, "Good morning. Morning, beautiful. I need your help. You guys ever been in a situation where every other person keeps giving you the same advice and you're the only one that thinks differently? Wow, like everybody's literally giving you the same piece of advice. Stay away from him. Don't do this. Don't be around that friend. And you're the only one that thinks, what the hell? Like, I don't see anything bad." But everybody's giving you that little piece of advice that's telling you you could actually be different. You could actually do different. Why are you around this person? Why are you doing this? And everybody, from one person is saying the same thing, two person is saying the same thing, three person is saying the same thing, the fourth person is saying the same thing. And you're the only one who is still sticking with your gut that, I think what I'm doing is the right thing. Or not, right? So, she said, "Did you go with the general counsel?" Did you go with the general counsel? Sometimes, this is why I want to pitch you my story. Did you go with the general counsel? Because there's this one time, I'm going to look at it from love. I'm going to look at it with love. There's this girl I was in love with. Like, I fell in love with her, like, real time. And why she was the sugar in my tea, the bread, the butter in my bread, the onions that I slice, the cockroach in my cupboard that I want to kill, and the mosquito that flies away, moves around in my heart that I want to spray. Yeah, funny, I know. This guy must be very terrible at love. I know. So she was really very special to me, and my friends were like, "Guy, Kilodi, like, this girl is really not good for you, you know." So at first I thought maybe they are kind of jealous. Maybe the guy is jealous. Maybe he's having a crush on the girl. Like, he's having a crush, like, "Why are you having a crush on my babe now? Like, you know, what's up?" That kind of thing. You know, that kind of thing. Yeah. You know. So, but when my female friends started saying the same thing, I was like, maybe they like me and don't want me to. They don't want me to date her because she wants me to date her. Yeah, so it's two different things. But when people that I hold in high esteem know, people that when they tell you something, they are not saying it because they are biased. They're not saying it because they are chopped up, or they just want to, you know, they're impartial with their judgment. Those are the people I'm talking about. So when he told me about that guy, bro, this girl is not, it's not good for you. When my brother started telling me that this girl was not good for you. Okay. Now this is God speaking. This is God speaking. And so I stick to a while, you know, before. But the thing is this. When people are saying the same thing and you're sticking what you have, sometimes you have to learn it the hard way for you to break up. You have to learn the hard way for you to break up. You have to... They say love is blind. But when you go through pains and headache that could have been easily avoided, if you had listened to counsel, you wouldn't have to be listening to all the sad songs. You wouldn't have to start listening to Taylor Swift, Selena Gomez, Ariana Grande. You wouldn't have to start listening to all the sad songs, you know? So did I go with the junior council? No, I didn't. I stick to him because my love was in the air. She was in another planet. She was in another universe. Why I saw love, it was just lost. Did I defy all odds and did it my own way? Yes, I did. Did it come back to bite me? Very much. So what I did was, I came to the realization that I have to break it up. And she was begging, no, don't break up. She did it the first time, I can't, let's manage. But, and I want to say this, and I say it with all sense of humility and love, don't let loneliness make you reconnect with toxic people. Don't let loneliness make you reconnect with toxic people. You shouldn't have to drink poison simply because you're thirsty. Don't do that. I kept enduring. Love is not meant to be endured. Love is meant to be enjoyed. I was enduring. So I got to the point that it was breaking me rather than saving me. And I couldn't take that. I couldn't. I got to the point where I said, if I have to be single, then let me be single and have peace. They're being in a relationship and I'm just breaking my heart all over again. So yes, that is my story. Thank you for listening to this episode. See you in the next one. Hey. Yeah. Ooh, yeah. Ooh, ooh, yeah. Yeah. Jaina Aiko. May them say all they want. A love will never be like a dust. Together, baby girl, me and you together. No bag of feet boots under. Our love will be forever. Together, baby girl, me and you together. No bag of feet boots under. Our love will be forever. I love you, I love you. Is the only one you wanna hear from me? We ain't tired of the business for this, yeah. Take a tour and move around the world, yeah. Baby girl, you're so special in my heart. There's no room for I know I never. Yeah. Would you say the world? Would you tell me? Would you tell me that together? Baby girl, me and you together. No better people to sunder. Our love will be forever together. Baby girl, me and you together. No better people to sunder. Our love will be forever. Hey guys, welcome to LMO, and it's your co-host, Jairo, and actually, four people will be doing this LMO. Me, myself, Precious Philip, Onabanjo, Adibola, and Damola Folake. So we are like four unique people who be like dicing, adding some ice, you know, to the dice, and we just take it off and just break the ice. Yeah, I should stop now. Yeah, I should stop. All right. Okay, so today I'll be talking about life as a teacher. Yes. And that Mola Flake will be talking about life as a student, and she'll be talking about that tomorrow. So I'll be talking about life as a teacher. So life as a teacher. You know, being a teacher is a very unique thing. Like, it's a unique calling because not everybody can teach, but everybody has knowledge, but not everybody can impact that knowledge. So I'll be talking about life as a teacher, because I'm a teacher and I'm privileged to teach young minds to be extraordinary. Okay, extraordinary. Yes. So one of the things I've seen that's so unique about being a teacher is I get to have one-on-one with them. I get to know how I can help them grow, not just on their academics, but also in their emotional level, because teenagers, they have high emotional levels. Every little thing you do, they're angry, you know, and they're so pissed off, and you should know how to not just manage them for success, but manage their emotions, you know, because if you can manage them, it goes out of hands. And also, you want to be an excellent teacher that can groom your students to give you success while also giving you the very best, because if their minds aren't focused, they can't give you the very best. So you want your minds to be actually very focused. So stay with me on this, and I will be sharing some really, you know, exciting things that you actually like on this. Okay, so one of the things is plan. Yes, I put plans, strategies in place to help my students grow. Okay, and please note that if the plan doesn't work, change the plan, but never the goal. The goal is success. So if the plans you're doing is not working, change the plan, but never the goal. Okay? Never the goal. Don't change the plan and the goal together simply because the plan is still working. The goal is success. The goal is A1. The goal is for the students to be unique, for the students to be adorable, for the students to be likable. And if you're not doing it right, it's okay that you're failing in some aspect. But learn from the failures, work in it, and try to be an excellent teacher. Okay, try to be an excellent teacher. So change the plans and try to see how, because the goal works for everybody, but the plans, the strategies are different for every student. Okay, this plan may be working for this student. You wonder, I used it for the student, why is it not working for this other one? Because they are not the same. FYI, they don't have the same DNA. But even if they have the same DNA, they're not the same people. Okay, so you have to look at a plan for this person while working out a plan for the other person and see how both of them can actually work together and actually produce a very, very good result. Okay, they produce a very, very good result. Okay, so work on the plans. Okay, work on the plans. Okay, and as you're growing as an excellent teacher, you're grooming your students. Please attract what you expect. Attract it. Your students should be able to attract what they want. They want in their life. They want success. They should be able to see it. They should be able to see it in their mind. It should be embedded in their mind for them to know that I want to attract success. And for me to attract success, it means I have to do what it takes to be successful. I have to read my book. I have to study my book. I have to give time to my academic. I have to try to manage my time to ensure that one thing is not taking the other. One thing is not making priority to the other, because the priority of the teenager is your academics. So you want that should to be that. So attract what you expect, reflect what you desire, okay, and become what you expect. So we're looking at them. So we have looked at attract what you expect. Now, reflect what you desire. What do you desire in life? What do you desire in life? Okay, if what you desire is to become successful, then your attitude, your character, your entirety should be reflecting towards it. For someone who wants to be a billionaire, you have to reflect being, you have to reflect the billionaire in you. I don't know if I'm making sense. You have to reflect. For a student who wants to be an A-star student, you have to start reflecting it. If you want to be an A-star student, you shouldn't be hanging around people who can bring, who can contribute success to your life. Are you getting it? You shouldn't have to take nonsense simply because you want to impress. No, don't do that. Don't do that, okay? So reflect what you desire. Become what you expect. Become it. Become what you expect, okay? If I want people to treat me differently, I have to be different. You can't expect sun to shine when you haven't paved the way for the sun to come. You can't expect a mango to grow when you're planting an apple seed. Okay, so if you want people to respect you, you have to respect yourself. That's what I don't know if I'm making sense. I'm talking to the young ones right now, the young teenagers. If you want people to respect you, if you want to command respect, you have to respect yourself. It's the same thing for teachers. If you want your student to respect you, you have to respect yourself. You shouldn't have to go extreme. You know, there are certain things that are crazy. You know, how teachers, they bully their students. How teachers, they go extreme all in the name of discipline. They are human beings. They are not animals. Please. You shouldn't be inflicting pain all in the name of trying to make a statement. They are not criminals. They are not criminals. They are students who are here to become stars in the future. And we should do the right thing. We should bring the right strategies to ensure that they grow. And not try to make them hate you. Not try to make them see you as, I hate the stage right now. Like, when they see you as the worst enemy on planet Earth. Okay? All right. I'm invariably talking to myself. Yes, I know that. Okay? And mirror what you admire, okay? Mirror them, mirror it, okay? Mirror what you admire. Do you admire success? Then when you look at the mirror, what do you see? A successful person? If you're seeing a successful person, then that is one step to be successful. Many people don't see themselves successful, but they want to be successful. Many people don't see themselves to be lovable, but yet they want people to love them. If you don't love, how then can you want people to love you? How can you love people? Some people say, I'm not good enough. Because what they see in themselves is somebody who is not good enough. So they try to act that way, not knowing there's so much good in them. So much good in them. So thank you so much. We'll be stopping here today. And hopefully when we have another time to talk about life as a teacher, we can explore and explore and explore. So the next episode will be life as a student, and that will be from Daramola Folake. So please, if you want to stick around, I'll see the next episode. All right, thank you. Hi everyone, this is Ejayo and welcome to LML and Life Mood and Reality. And today I made a promise, and yes, I keep to that promise, because life as a student, a final episode in this wonderful chapter, and I have with me Daramola Folake. So yes, we'll be hearing from her, and she'll be telling us, she's a student, so yes, I was a student one time, but you know, my own time and this other time is it's not the same thing. It's not the same thing. So she'll be telling us our own version as of now in this 21st century. And hopefully she's not going to kill the teachers along with it. But then again, if you're a teacher, you're hearing this, she's just saying it as a student. And no ill intent. Anyway, no ill intent. So yes, I wanted to introduce herself, so it's not be as if maybe I'm doing all the introduction myself. So Over to you, Folake. Over to you.
Hello. Hello, everybody. It's Folake Damola, aka FK. And I'm here to talk about life as a student. And currently, I'm in 11th grade. That is year 12, my sister. Basically, life as a student is just crazy. It's a roller coaster. Let me put it like that. You go through a lot of stages and a lot of ups and downs. And just different things come. Like, different things come with it. Like, how do I put it to? Being a student, like, when you're a student, it's just like you're in your young stage. So, like, there's a stage you will go through that most adults and most teachers will not understand you for. Take, for example, you get F or you get B, and that F just defines who you are in the class. They don't really look at it as, you can't handle this, or let me break it down. They just look at it as far as you get D or E or F, that grade just defines who you are. And they should actually, like, just pay attention to see the type of child this is. But in this 21st century we're in, that doesn't, like, always work out. So, like, I don't know, just being a student is crazy. You see, students will always be kids. I mean, you'll always be teenagers. Talking back to teachers is not nothing new. Being rude is not nothing new. Getting suspended or being in detention in this 21st century, it's common. It's not new, and it's not anything that anyone has been through. So yeah.
You know, the thing now is, even the greatest of all minds were beginners.
Yeah.
They started from somewhere, you know. Mm. They started from somewhere, and most time, I get it because I was also a student one time, and I was not even the best, you know. There were times where I felt inferior sometimes. But what would you say about the atmosphere? And let's look at the classroom. I'm more interested about the classroom. So how is usually the atmosphere? I know each class varies. Okay, you can have a class where in the atmosphere you're like the queen of the motherland, yeah? And there are some times where the atmosphere, you're lost in the crowd, like, I don't know what's going on. So how do you manage that?
Each class actually has its own atmosphere, and that's due to the teacher. The teacher is the person that will create the atmosphere. If you have a teacher that's very judgmental, the atmosphere you will create for them is not a very good one. But when you have a really, like, chill, understanding, cool teacher, the atmosphere will be, like, pretty cool, pretty nice. And, like, how you handle the situation is just do you. Like, don't follow the crowd and, like, be your own self. You shouldn't really just get too attached to people in class. It just depends on the class you're in. Like, if you're in a class where the teacher understands the students and the teacher is relatable, the atmosphere, of course, would be nice. But when you have teachers that, like, teachers who are not understanding enough, let me put it like that, you would have, like, a very bad atmosphere. You would have students that would, of course, want to say something back or want to look for the teacher's trouble or irritate the teacher. Mm-hmm. So your atmosphere just depends on you and your teacher.
Okay, so what's the bigger difference between last year and this year? Are there any changes that you've seen as a student that, oh, I think this year I'm really getting the hang of it? And if yes, what are the challenges last year that you say, oh, I don't want to carry those challenges over to this?
Some challenges were just teachers' vibes. Like, okay. Last year, you would just feel like some teachers will always compare you to someone else or make you feel like you're not good enough or just, like, say something to just irritate you. Those are some of the challenges I would face last year from some of my teachers. But, like, this year, you still have teachers. I don't want to, like, insult teachers, but sometimes teachers are the ones that, like, kill their students, like, vibe or kill their students' dreams as bad as it sounds, like, sometimes they're the ones that literally kill their students' dreams. Like, last year and this year now, I mean, at this point, whatever any teacher says, they're just saying it for their own benefit. Like, that's their business at this point. Whatever you say is for you, it's not for me. I've just focused to try to do better and want to do better than before, basically.
Well, one of the challenges people have is math. Okay, So how would you classify math? Is it way too easy or way too hard?
Math, mathematics. See, that's why we have an acronym for math. Mental abuse to humans.
Wow.
Yes.
Mental abuse to humans.
Yes.
I didn't see
math
that comes,
is just not, no. No, math is just not there. I don't see the importance of it. Sorry for anybody that would take that as an offense, but math is just stupid. Like, no, I don't see the point of sitting down and just writing calculations when... No, math is just not... It's not a subject that is fun. No.
Well, for me, I see math as logic. It helps me to think, right? It helps me to think if I want to put down some things. I have... to solve a problem. I think that's mathematics. You have to solve, there are a lot of problems and you have to provide solutions to that problem. And if I'm able to provide, this is how I see mathematics, and if I'm able to provide solution to that problem, then it means if I have problem in my life, I should be able to provide solutions to it.
You know what I see mathematics as? I see it as a struggle to get an answer that you will never get. As a struggle, you solve and solve and solve. And you just be cracking your brain and confusing your brain over calculations and formulas and different things that are irrelevant to me. To be honest, if math was a subject you didn't have to offer, I'm pretty sure most of the students now in the 21st century wouldn't offer it. Yeah.
What would you say about friends? Okay, life. Let's look at life after. Life after the classroom, you know, the classroom you sit, you learn, yeah, cool. But what happens afterward? How do you manage friends? How do you even choose friends? Because people are so interested to know how they can make friends. So they want to know. I'm going to a new school. I want to make a friend. You came from Nigeria, from America to Nigeria. How were you able to make friends? Or most of the time, friends they come to you, right?
Yeah.
But how do you decipher to say, okay, this is the kind of friend I want to make, and this is the kind of friend I don't want to make. So how do you connect with people?
It's not hard. Making friends is not hard, but what is hard is knowing your real friends.
Okay, okay.
You can have a lot of friends, but it's just hard to know who is real and who is not. So get your friends, do what you want to do, but when you find out who is who, who's real, who's not, you just cut them off as hard as it can be. You cut them off and it's just like not that hard. In the classroom, that's why there's a difference between associates and acquaintances and friends. In the classroom, it can be associates, but outside of that, we don't have to talk after that. We can just be like, hi, bye, and bye. We don't have to be friends. See, that's why, friends are very rare to friend. When you call someone your friend, like when I call someone my friend, I mean it. But like nowadays, you call people your friend and then you go and do stuff behind their back and then you go talk behind their back. So making friends is not hard. It's just knowing how to choose the right friend. Let me put it like that. Like, take for example, when I first came from America to Nigeria, I mean, everybody wanted to be my friend, you know? And then being a new student, you would like, you feel happy and popular, like, oh my gosh, everybody wants to be my friend. And you'd be happy about it till you find out that those so-called friends, quote unquote, are not really your friends. Are the same people talking behind your back? Are the same people envying you? And then, you know, talk about you and you find out again. Someone like me, you give them first chance, second chance, and third chance, and they break your trust. So, I don't know, finding friends is not hard at all. It's just knowing who they are. Because when you give someone your trust, you would expect them not to break it. But what hurts is when they break that trust that you did give to them. So, find the correct people. When you know who they are, and if you know that they're a real person, you can keep them. When you find out that they're this type of person, if you really feel like you don't need them, you can cut them off.
Okay, so what are the challenges? Because there are certain students all over the world that want to know. They want to know what I have struggles and how can I deal with them. Most of the struggles may not be what you're going through, but what are some of the struggles that you want to share? You may not be specific with it, just try to give it a compound, something on it. But what are the challenges that you've had to go through?
As a teenager?
Yes, as a teenager, we'll talk about that. Life as a teenager, that's a different topic, believe me. That's for the season two of it. You know, but we're just focusing as a student. But what are the challenges you've had as a student that you've had to deal with, and the other ones that maybe you're still dealing with? So
There's a lot of challenges that come with being a student. I may have not gone through some of these,
okay,
and I may have, but they're just there. I mean, depression is definitely there. Being felt like, feeling like you're not enough is definitely there. When you feel like you can't do stuff, trying to discover yourself, mm-hmm, going through a phase, and emotional problems are definitely there. You, as a student, let me know that, like, let's just be honest with ourselves. You would definitely find a crush, you would definitely find someone, but just hope that crush doesn't crush you. And, you know, there's just a lot of struggles. I mean, depression is there, not knowing who you are is there, following the wrong crowd is there, and joining the wrong things. Like, you go to a stage where you want to start, doing different things, trying out different things. It's just hard, and teachers don't understand that. They feel like, how can you be a 12-year-old and then you're depressed? What are you being depressed about? That you have a happy life, you're going to school, you're eating, so why would you be depressed? But being depressed is more than just like going to school. It's about your mind. It's about what you go through. It's about like different things. So we do have different challenges, and just a lot of teenagers go through it, and students go through, but people don't really like understand it.
Speaking about depression, there's something you said, and I think we should look into it, because it's actually trending, right? How do students cope with depression? Okay, and for those who want to know how to cope with depression, number one is develop a working and collaborative relationship with the student. I think that can, like, you want to get to know why is
understand
the student,
your student.
Yes, why is the student depressed? And this is the key thing about success, which I discuss, life as a teacher. For those who want to listen to it, they can actually listen to it as life as a teacher, because it's important you understand your student, because there is. Because there is a saying. There's a saying that if
see students, see, if you can hear the background noise, it's different students.
Yeah,
a lot of students. This is being in life as a student. When they force you to read and you don't want to read, this is what you get from the students.
Yeah,
noise.
So noise. Like, I discussed something about that, and understanding your student will help you to know what you can bring out from the student. So I said so much about life as a teacher in there, so you can actually give it a spin to listen to it. You can rewind back and listen to it. Now, avoid negative techniques. When you're depressed, you need to avoid
any negative techniques.
Yes, you need to avoid anything negative. Okay, you need to avoid anything negative. You want to be filled with a positive mindset, because anything negative comes in makes you depressed, okay? Of course, you make adjustments. You make adjustments, okay? Or accommodations. Yeah, make adjustments to the things that are making you depressed. And I think finally plan for success. And well, so you said something about depression, and I think that is one of the issues student go through. What about inferiority complex? How would you talk about that? Because even when I was a student, I felt inferior to most of my classmates, because, well, they were doing so well and I wasn't doing so well. So how do you deal with inferiority complex as a student? How do you handle it?
You can only do your best and just like try your best, but due to that, like, you would definitely see some teachers who, if you're not doing too well, that will compare you to other students that are doing
comparison.
Very, very, very well. But I would just say it's easier said than done, but don't allow it to get to you. Just try to do your best and do what you know you can do, because someone who is getting everything today, that's the smartest in the class today, in the future, you that, like, you didn't know much and things like that, you maybe don't want to help them out. Take, for example, Bill Gates. I heard he wasn't the smartest in his class. He wasn't, like, you know, the smartest in his class, actually. is now the one working for him, but he wasn't the smartest in his class. You understand? Just try to do your best. Like, do what you know you can do. Nobody should set your goals. You should set your own goals. And what you know, your best is your best. Nobody else can take that away.
Your best is your best, and nobody can take that away from you. Wow, that is a pointer. Your best is your best, and nobody can take that away from you. Thank you so much. I'm really grateful that we're able to discuss about this. You know, LMR has been something we've planned for the year, and it was looking as if it was not going to happen. But you know, we had to come to the conclusion that this thing has to happen. You know, whether it has to be in the rain, in the sun, we have to start a baking process. So thank you, Damola Falake, for trying to air your views as life as a student. And yes, hopefully over time we'll talk about more and more. And yeah, life as a teenager. Oh, it's going to be. In fact, I have students. Here from Good Shepherd, students from Port Harcourt, students from the UK, students from the state who are going to. It's going to be very, very awesome. Life as a teenager. So even the student from South Africa, Shano, she's also going to be here, and it's going to be so many emotions on the ground. So many emotions on the ground. So. Let's plan for that. So thank you so much for staying with us. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you so much.